الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, he will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his family and all his companions. In continuation of the series of the names of the Prophet of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'illah al-Husna, today's name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ar-Rafiq, the gentle, the kind, the companion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ar-Rafiq. That who is gentle with his slaves, forgive their sins, and veil their shortcomings, hide your shortcomings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is sufficient to all His slaves, so He make all their provisions easy for them to get, and His blessings on His slaves is unlimited, uncountable, and His wisdom is seen in all His blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rafiq, the gentle and the kind and the companion in the seen and unseen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a companion with His slaves in their movements, when they sit, when they go. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا. سورة المجادلة verse 7. This means that if in a group of three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their fourth. And if there are five, He is the sixth of them. And if more or less, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the groups, with everybody. The name Ar-Rafiq did not come explicitly in the Quran al-Kareem, but come in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the Jews came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said to him, As-Samu alayka ya Muhammad. And the word As-Sam means the death. The difference, just the slight difference. Assam mean death, Assalam mean peace. So they said, Assamu alayka ya Muhammad. So with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mother of the believers, Aisha, she responded and she told him, and the death on you and the curse of Allah on you. She responded to them when she heard them saying that. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, O Aisha, إِنَّ اللَّهُ رَفِيق يُحُبُّ الرِّفْقَ فِي الْأَمْرِ كُلِّهِ means, O Aisha, Allah is gentle and kind, and Allah will love gentleness and kindness in everything. She told him, did you hear what they said? He said, and Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, and on you. That's all what he said. He responded, and on you. This means that he reversed their curse on them, but with very minimum, without harsh words or anything. Also another hadith, an Aisha, and when you hear the mother of the believer, Aisha, she was the most intelligent scholar woman in the Islamic history. She observed the hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, and she delivered thousands of hadith for us. Not only that she listened to the Prophet when he said, not only that, she would ask him things to clarify issues, and that will go as a hadith. She was very intelligent, and she, although she in her young age, but she considered one of the most intelligent women in the history for all her scholarship issues that she addressed, and even the question that she used to ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Aisha, إِنَّ اللَّهُ رَفِيق يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقِ وَيَعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ وَمَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى مَا سِوَاهُ. O Aisha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind and gentle, and He will give, and He will love gentleness, and He will give on the gentleness other than what He gave on the violence. So the violence is the opposite of gentleness. So you're asking that to follow the gentleness in all our affairs. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his last moments, when he was given his last breath, he was dying, he said, "Namar Rafiqul A'la." He would choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rafiq, the companion, the high. He chose this say, Annamar Rafiqul A'la. He chose the most high, the most companion, that he, the most gentleness, the most gentle, the most kind. The Rifq, if it's anything, it will make it look good. The gentleness will make everything look good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ عَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on the most high manners, the highest manners. So this means Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the highest manner ever. No competition. Gentleness is a way to accomplish things that you cannot accomplish with violence. Let's take an example. If you drive in a car in a small, narrow road or alley, that alley or road is just enough to let the car go through. If you drive gentle, you will pass without any Excellent. But imagine that you're coming very fast. What's going to happen? You're going to hit the wall to the right, to the left, then you're going to mess everything. But when you go gently, you're going to pass through without any hardship, without any problem to happen to the car or to the street that you're going through. Another example. So you have a small tree, and that small tree, you plant it, and this small tree needs water. And if you measure the water that this small tree will need until it will become a big one, and once you put all this water on it, that's going to be washed away, and it's not going to be good anymore. But imagine that you go with that tree and put just little by little, that's going to grow and going to be a big tree, beautiful one. Another thing, if you just take off your clothes, if you do it slowly, gently, you will, no problem. But imagine that you take your clothes suddenly and violently, you're going to turn off your clothes while you're doing this. It's just an example how gentleness and everything is just the way to do it with without any problems at all. Look at the bees when they go to the flowers. That the bees suck the juice from the flowers gently, so the flowers even will not feel it. gentleness was the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from him we learn. And it's going to take a long time to say about what the Prophet said about gentleness. But just the examples. One of the Bedouins came to the masjid of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a companion sitting on it, and he went on the side and started to urinate. So the rest of the companion was about to hit him and curse him and be hard on him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, let him finish. And after he finished, take water and pour it on what he did. And we are supposed to be gentle, and we're supposed to teach the people what to do, but with gentleness. Another example. One of the companions, somebody sneezed. So he said, Yarhamukumullah, while he's praying. And it was a loud voice. So the companion was looking at him, and because he's supposed not to talk while he's praying. They start clapping for him to stop talking while he's praying. And he was looking and around, and then when he discovered that he's supposed to not to talk and not to say this again, at the end, he said, this is what he said to himself. Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Salami. He said, he was expected that the Prophet going to harsh him or talk to him, how come you talk while in the prayer? But gently, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, in this prayer, we suppose not to talk regular talk, only praising, saying Allahu Akbar, Qira'at al-Qur'an, but you cannot say anything else other than this, gently. And he was surprised because he was scared from the Prophet that he will be harsh on him. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always thinking about his nation, the nation of Islam, and in this life and in the afterlife. In the afterlife, we mentioned before that everybody, all the prophets, was just saying myself, myself, myself. Went to escape from the hellfire and go to the paradise. Even the father and the mother and the brother and the son and the daughter, everybody will just look for themselves, except Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be looking for us. He will say, oh Allah, my nation, my nation, my nation. There was a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting and reciting with a companion one of the two ayahs. One ayah that what Prophet Ibrahim said, رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني. It means that Prophet Ibrahim saying that they are just trying to take the people away from your way. Whoever follow me is with me only. So that's what Prophet Ibrahim said. And also Prophet Muhammad recited the ayah and the tongue of Prophet Jesus when he said, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكْ وَإِن تَغْفُرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Prophet Isa said, O Allah, if you punish them, they are your slave. If you forgive them, you are the most wise and the most graceful. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he recited these two ayahs, he raised his hands to the heaven and said, O Allah, my nation, and he started to cry. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he knows, he sent the angel Jibreel to Prophet Muhammad, and he told him, go to Prophet Muhammad, and Allah knows about it, and ask him why he cries. And when the angel Jibreel arrived to Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad told him about what the Prophet Ibrahim and what Prophet Jesus said about their nation, but he cares about his nation regardless, as long as they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Angel Jibreel to tell Prophet Muhammad, well, and he knows, Ya Jibreel, izhab ila Muhammad, فَقُلْ إِنَّا سَنُرْطِيكَ فِي أُمَّتَكَ وَلَا نَسُوَكَ. Oh Muhammad, we're going to make you satisfied and you are not going to be hurt in your nation. That's a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Muhammad. So we need to make sure that we are in the nation of Prophet Muhammad to reach that level of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what in the examples of what Prophet Muhammad's gentleness and kindness about his nation in the Day of Judgment. How about in this life? In this life, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اللهم من ولى من أمر أمتي شيئا فشق عليهم فاشقق عليه ومن ولى من أمر أمتي شيئا فرفق بهم فارفق به. Prophet Muhammad cares about ordinary people from his nation and he prays, O Allah, if anyone get in the command of my nation and he's with hard on the ordinary people, oh Allah, be hard on him. That's a warning to the rulers, to the dictators, that who mistreat the ordinary people. Oh Allah, if anybody harden my nation, be hard on him. And if anyone gentle with my nation, oh Allah, be gentle with him. That means that he's warning whoever in the charge to be gentle to the ordinary people. The different kind of gentleness and kindness In Islam, out of this, you need to be gentle with your parents. And this is an issue that comes right after your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Immediately after worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes the issue of the parents. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determined that so the people to worship Him and to be gentle with the parents. When they get old, one or two of them don't say even the word uff. It's the minimum word of expression of being uncomfortable with them. Don't say that word. And always say good words to them. Because they brought you up when you are young, when you did not have even choice for anything. You would be the only one in your life. So in this life, be in a good companionship with them. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that if someone reached the point that one of his parents or one of them in his old age and he would not get to the paradise, that he lost. This means that it's a great blessing to have your parents in their old age with you, to take care of them. Because they are the way, they are the gate to the paradise. When you treat them well, especially in their old age, that they can't do anything to themselves. As you were in your very young age, that you cannot do anything to yourself. But what they did in your young age, they did that with love. And they wanted to grow up and to be well. But some people in the age of the old parents, they do it with just, they want to them to go away, to die, because they are heavy on them. Big difference between how the parents treat their children in their young age and how the children treat their parents in their old age. Other kind of gentleness or kindness is to be gentle with your relatives, with your wife and your children, and also to be gentle with the neighbors. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that Angel Jibril was telling him about the neighbors enough that he thought that he's going to make the neighbors to inherit a person because of the rights of the neighbors. Any crime or any sin to be committed to a neighbor is double and even more than regular sin to anybody else. The neighbors have rights. So, and even not only the neighbors, to be gentle to the animals. At one time the Prophet was in a garden and one of the camels came and complained to the Prophet about his owner, that he's making him hungry and making him work hard. Prophet Muhammad communicated with animals, with rocks and with trees, and he understood their language. And he told the young man that he was mistreating his camel. Your camel is complaining to me about what you do. Be gentle to your animals. Gentleness is a way of life that you can accomplish much more, much better than what you accomplish with violence. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. الله سبحانه وتعالى in a hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 100 part of mercy and gentleness and kindness. He just sent to the earth only one part. With this one part, the mothers will care about their children. Any kind of mercy or gentleness or kindness you see in this earth, from that only one part that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have. Even for the animals, they care about their children. Any kindness in this earth from only one part, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept 99 parts of mercy and gentleness and kindness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use this for His slaves and the believers and the people who will say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah in the hereafter, in the day of judgment. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be among those people that Allah will have them in their mercy. Another quick example, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Taif, he was mistreated and he was hit and he bleeded and he was humiliated. Aisha, as I mentioned, asked him, O Prophet, was any time harder in you than the day of Uhud? Day of Uhud, when the believers was defeated by the disbelievers. He said, yes. It was the day when he came out from Taif, when he went to ask the support of people of Taif, but instead they asked the children to stone him and to hurt him and to kick him out, and he was bleeded. And he sat and asked people to support him, no support. He stood and he prayed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very eloquent prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Angel Jibreel and the Angel of Mountain. And Angel Jibreel told the Prophet Muhammad, Allah sent the Angel of the Mountain to crush the two mountains in these people that who hurt you. And the Angel of Mountain told that Prophet Muhammad, I'm waiting for your orders and I can do that. All of them will be crushed under the two mountains. But Prophet Muhammad told him, no. May their children will come and say La ilaha illallah. So he refused to punish the people because he was gentle and kind and expecting that the children of them will say La ilaha illallah. Allahumma zayyinna bi zinat al-iman waj'alna hudatan muhtadin وارزقنا الرفق والحلم في أمورنا كلها وجملنا بأخلاق المؤمنين. اللهم إنا نسألك الطيبات وفعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تتوب علينا وتغفر لنا وترحمنا. اللهم اجعلنا متوكلين عليك معتمدين عليك بكرمك وفضلك يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.